Life's a binge.
Right?
Whenever one day I was just a comfort line, so I can check out what's upon the Brady's bar. She went on walking through the front door at night. I gotta see this living on the pricey slide out. I never dreamed that I'd spend my days staring at some people mini cathode ray. I need my TV.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm one of your hosts, Jared, along with my co-host, BJ. We talk about all things pop culture, film, TVs, all that good stuff. Film, TVs, that doesn't even make sense. TV, films, that's better. Anyway, find us at lifesabinge.com and follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, we are there. Find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play and Stitcher and all that stuff. And if we're not on any of those things and you want us to be there, please send us a message, tweet at us at Life's a Binge, or send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com, and we'll get the show where you can get it. And with that, I think let's start this episode.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow. Right?
Sweet breath. Sweet, sweet breath. Well, it's just me doing the intro because BJ and I were unable to meet up to record an episode this week. So we're throwing a rerun at you with our good buddy Rich Soublé, where we chat about all sorts of fun stuff, including Marvel movies. It's kind of like a little precursor to our Black Panther episode, which will be next week for sure. So go out and see Black Panther so that way you can join the conversation. And with that, I leave you this rerun with our good buddy Rich Soublé. Enjoy.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a rerun.
What's a rerun?
I'm stuck on a feeling. You know, what that reminded me of was, because it's a lot of the same time frame as Reservoir Dogs.
Oh,
the soundtrack.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do they play Lost, the Stuck on a Feeling, don't they?
Like, do they?
Don't they? Ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga.
Maybe.
I think they do.
In Reservoir Dogs.
Maybe.
I haven't watched that in
Stephen Wright
in
does
time.
The DJ. Welcome to the sounds of the 70s.
I
couldn't tell you who's stuck in the middle with you is Steeler's Wheel, but
I want to hang out with Stephen Wright.
Stuck in the middle.
What movie was it where he was the guy on the couch and did he ever wake up, or did he wake up?
Is that Half Baked?
Mm-hmm.
Half Baked.
Nailed it.
Didn't he? He wakes up like once, doesn't he?
Yeah, and like gives his whole like
soliloquy. Yeah.
Half Baked was a movie that like I would not expect it to be funny at all, but like when I saw it, I'm just like, this. People were telling me, you'll love this movie. It's great. It is so funny.
That
so
movie funny. Is very good. So was How High. I thought that was very good.
I don't remember that well. One. Who's that now?
It's Method Man and Red Man. Yeah. It's one of those Sunday afternoon movies. You're like, this is on USA. Not that you want to watch How High on USA, but
right.
It just is on. I'm like, all right, I can watch this. You know, even if I'm 3/4 of the way through already.
It's very enjoyable. Yeah. It's like total, like,
Super Troopers is another one that, like, I wouldn't have expected that to have been funny at all.
I love that movie.
But it's funny.
It took me about 2 minutes to realize. You know how you go into a movie and like it starts and they have like, you know, they have like a hook or there's like a song, like you said with Guardians of the Galaxy. And it's just starting. You know what? I'm going to like this movie. Like, I already know I'm going to like the rest of this movie.
So Super Troopers
was like that with me, yeah.
Now what, because of that opening scene where they're pulling the dudes
over? Yeah, the whole thing, like, they're pulling dudes over. And every little joke is so good. Like, pull over, he can't pull over anymore, he's already pulled over.
Yeah.
And like their expressions, and the car comes by the second time, like, this already happened? Like, what's going on? Like, and just everything was so perfect.
And then when they, like, it becomes evident that the cops are, like, total jokesters.
Yeah,
and
that's... Because at first you're like... What are they doing? Like, are they serious?
Well, that's what, until like the opening credits roll, when he's like, you boys like Mexico. and then he does the donut, and then like the credits roll up to Super Troopers.
Dude.
Right. Until that happens,
Because I saw that movie and I was expecting it to be like a cop movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I sat there and I was like,
what? An action movie?
Kind of. I wasn't.
You didn't know what to expect.
The trailers didn't really like say it was going to be this.
I had only seen
like
the poster beforehand. So I'm like, it's just a buddy cop something. Right. Yeah. Like 80s style. I don't know.
And so then you watch that opening scene and you're just sitting there like, what the f- is happening in this? Like, what is going on? And then you like, after the opening scene, you're like, oh, I get it. They're bored, yeah, and they're in the middle of nowhere, and so they just try and make their job manageable by having a good time.
I'm going to need about $130 for that stuff you do. That's not cool, that's man. Not cool.
And just everything that happens in that movie when, like, they're fighting the local cop, and then, like, the camera pans out and points to the cop car that says Burberry Police on it, and it's like, it's a brawl between
the two police forces, right?
It's, like, it's so subtle, it's so great. It just everything about that movie. And the opening, like, one of my favorite things is the opening scene when they're chasing him, and he, like, veers off the road, and there's just one, like, real quick, like, 1 second shot of, like, both, like, Thorny and Rabbit in the car, and they both turn their head at the same time. And it's like such a fast little shot, but like the choreography of it is so funny. Makes me laugh every time. Yeah. Anyway.
I can't believe they got Brian Cox for that movie.
So he's perfect, too.
I don't want to go off like too far on a tangent, but I had friends.
That's all we do.
And we go on tangents. I studied theater in college because I wanted to struggle and be poor my whole life. And there's this thing that they do once a semester. It's called BADAS, the British Academy of Dramatic Arts, but we just call it the Bad Actors Drinking Academy. And basically you go to Oxford and you study theater with like real, like Alan Rickman shows up and Brian Cox goes. And so I had friends who took class with Brian Cox, and the first day he goes, before anyone says anything, I'm not going to answer any questions about Super Troopers.
That's funny.
Like he came off as like, I like this, like I enjoyed the work, it was fun. But that's all. It's like apparently that's all people ask him about anymore because it's what are you doing in this movie?
Right,
that's funny.
But see, that's what makes me happy. Is that like even like somebody is super well known or serious or whatever you want to label them as, is like
they do something silly.
Well, like Broken Lizard was super unknown at that point in time.
Oh, yeah.
But like they probably just like said, hey, you know, we have this movie, we have the script. Would you be interested? And like just probably sent it off to him, and he's just like probably read it and like laughed his ass off, and he's like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And that's what makes me happy when like big names or whatever will do something like that.
You wonder how much of that as an actor or as a, you know, that when they get that script from a smaller company that they want to be helpful, you know,
let's push these guys
out. I bet we've all been there, you know, so let me help it out. So.
Or like it's probably a little bit of that, and plus like you don't want to do another Bourne movie where it's like, oh great, now I have to be super serious again. I have to be the bad guy in another X-Men movie. Great.
Here we are in part
like,
7.
Great.
Of the
like,
same
sometimes
character.
You're just like, you know, I want to be the goof. I want to be funny, which is all like also kind of like in Tropic Thunder, where these are all big names, and Ben Stiller is obviously a big name, big known, well-known writer, director, and everything. But he got Tom Cruise to do a very not Tom Cruise-y thing, probably just by asking him.
Which is probably the best thing Tom Cruise has done.
Do me a favor.
In recent time.
Take one giant step back and literally fuck your own face.
Just like... The way, and none of you can see this, but BJ did it with his body. Like,
oh, yeah.
He builds up in the movement of it, and then he forces the words out.
Yeah.
And what is it about his hands? Bruce? His hands look so thick. Like,
well,
it looks like
he's
giant,
got, like,
thick hands.
He's got a super fat suit on.
Like, it's
great.
Crazy. It's awesome looking. Like, yeah.
People tell me, they're like, I didn't know it was Tom Cruise. And I was like, I knew, like, instantly.
Like, I didn't know right away, like, but, like, after a little while, I was like, oh my God, that's Tom Cruise. That's Tom Cruise.
Like, people didn't know until, like, they showed him at the very end in the credits, and it's like, and Tom Cruise as. And I was like, well, how did you not? Like, you can see it in his eyes. Yeah. You can hear it in his voice. And sure, he's very different, and people wouldn't necessarily expect it. I have a feeling a lot of people were like, I think that might be. No, that can't be.
He wouldn't.
Anyway.
Would do that. He's the Academy Award winner.
Before we get too far into talking, because I think that's basically what this episode's going to be about, just just a bunch of random chit-chat. We do have to say our businessy stuff, so make sure to go to
business it up.
AmodernProfession.com. Check out the podcasts over there, like Live Moves Pretty Fast, Everything's Fine, This Week in Zoltan, The Degenerate Podcast, Comics Talk Comedy, and
Stage Voices.
So check all those out at AmodernProfession.com and visit us online at Life'sABinge.com. Follow us on all social media at Life'sABinge, including YouTube at Life'sABinge.
It's a good thing you had that little audio there to plug
that
in right
impressive.
There.
Impressive.
Yeah,
no, I just,
it is.
I'm just shooting.
It's like just in his brain.
Yeah.
It just goes out. Here it goes. Yeah. And I just kind of like, sorry, go. Time. Go.
Well
all
done.
Right. Go, Jared. Go.
And then and now we're going to start. So let's start.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right? Every so often.
You're not supposed to inhale from the bong when we do the inhale, BJ. That's not how that works.
Not according to Cypress Hill. They tell me otherwise.
I know it's legal in California now, but come on, like, put it away, dude.
That is... We didn't talk about that, did we?
No.
Well, we don't need to talk about the election anymore.
No, the one saving not. Grace. Yeah.
Yeah. There was a few
funny.
Saving
There's
graces.
There's a couple, yeah.
But yeah.
It's you did that already.
But no, for the record, no one's smoking any marijuana in this room right now.
It's a clean room.
Now.
It's
no.
Just, I was making a joke because he coughed. Come on. No worries. But it I is think, legal, so get over it.
What am,
get over
I'm, I am, is what people are thinking as they're right. listening.
You're like, hopefully you're not driving. Right. But in the comfort of your own home, in your living room, listening from your Apple TV, toke it up out there, I guess.
It's legal.
It's legal.
Do what you got to do, brother.
The age we live in is crazy. Yeah. But yeah, we have a special guest. Woo!
I don't know about special.
Oh, you're special.
Special.
You're special.
Yes.
You have to say so before. You're so special.
So.
And then you know, he'll know that you're actually lying. If you say so.
I already
well,
knew
I
if you say
lying.
Special. If you're like, hey, we got a special guest. Like, that sounds good. But if you say add the word so in front of it, that's when you sound condescending.
It's like, wait a minute.
It does sound like I'm so. I only said special, though.
Yeah, I added
we
so. Knew it. It was my fault.
We knew
fault.
It was
yeah.
about.
It's all my fault.
I'm with you.
I wish I was special.
We're on the same page.
Who we got?
You're so effing special. But I'm a creep. Sorry.
I'm a weirdo.
We have Rich Soublé with us today. Woo-hoo. It is Soublé, right?
It is Soublé, yeah.
Okay, it's, because like
I thought it was
French,
Soublet.
French in origin.
Soublet?
Yeah,
though like... I'm probably the least French-looking person you'll ever see.
I don't know. I think if you spoke with a French accent, you'd be French.
Oui, oui.
Boom.
Anybody could be French.
Wine and cheese.
Oui, oui.
Is that
champagne? Is that what they sound
yeah,
like?
Just
I don't know.
Champagne. Just but, sing Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. You're just fine. Because he's the only one with a French accent.
Have you seen
movie
that?
Takes place in France.
Have we seen that trailer yet?
I watched
for what
for the new the live act
yeah,
live action
live
in
action.
Quotes.
I
Beauty
started
and the Beast.
To watch that trailer, but I didn't see it.
It looks
who's in it?
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I couldn't tell
Dan
you who any
Stevens
of the voices are.
The
yeah,
plays
Dan
the
Stevens.
Beast. Ewan McGregor plays Lumiere.
There you go.
Somebody else plays somebody, and there's other people.
I was surprised that it looks. As good as it does. Like, I wasn't sure how they were going to translate, like, talking, like, silverware.
Right.
I haven't watched it, but, you know, I did watch, like, the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And just the first 5 seconds of, like, cinematography, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
This looks kind
of
nice.
I mean, it's almost shot for shot of the original trailer.
Of the animated
one. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It.
Although I never saw it.
So. Well, I like. What? No, it, no. You never saw it.
Go watch that right now.
I never saw it.
So. Dude.
Come on, BJ.
That's like, didn't that win?
There's a bunch of them, like Lion King.
Hold on a second.
Lion King was another
one.
Like...
But hold on. Now, my trivia could be wrong, but my trivia is usually pretty on point when it comes to stuff like
okay.
this. Didn't Beauty and the Beast, wasn't it the first animated movie to win Best Picture?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
And I can't either confirm
I'm
or deny.
I'm pretty sure that it was.
Maybe it was one of the first animated movies to be nominated for Best Picture?
I think it won. I'm going to look it up, but
okay.
even if it was just nominated, that's a reason why you should have at least watched it.
Absolutely.
And you haven't seen Beauty and the Beast.
Dude, how long did it take me to watch Lion King? Forever.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, Lion King is good, but dude, like Beauty
you know,
and the Beast was like,
it's
like in there.
It was like one of the first like
it's my
leaps
own, like,
forward.
Yeah, there is some kind of like, I have something wrong with me. Like I have like...
We don't have time
no,
to do your therapy
no,
today,
BJ.
We'll see you on the couch.
I'm at a good place. Now's the time, man. It's now or
we
never.
Mean.
We're going to work this shit out
gonna,
right now.
He's going to open up to yeah. you guys right now.
For some reason, I have like a bias like against animated movies.
Really?
Even though every time I watch them, yeah. I'm like, damn, that's good. Like, that was really good.
So
WALL-E, I didn't want to watch that.
Big
Loved
Hero
it.
6.
That was good.
Big Hero 6, I didn't see it.
Inside Out.
Loved it. It was great.
That movie ruined me, man. I can't.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It was a Best Picture nominee in 1992.
I didn't want to say that I'm pretty sure I'm right, but I was pretty sure I was right.
Hey. Like, I thought I won.
It's all right. I'm just usually right about these things. It's all good. So.
You didn't even say anything about it.
I said I think it was nominated, but didn't win.
Didn't win.
That's what I said.
You're the worst partner.
Just because
ever.
I'm right a lot. It's
play
okay,
it back. So. Let's hear what he said.
Yeah, let's just go back and check the tape.
Nah, we can move on.
So, but yeah, I don't know why, but for whatever reason, like they come out and I'm never that excited about it. And I never go and see them in the theater.
Sure.
And then I watch them on cable or DVD and I'm like, dang, that's a good movie.
I feel that way about like the sort of the high drama movies. It's like, I don't need to see that in the theater.
Right.
Like, I don't need the crazy sound system and the giant screen. Like if I want to go watch Gravity, like I'm pretty sure I can only watch that in the theater. Like
I would have loved to have seen that.
I still haven't watched it like on a regular TV because I'm convinced it will just not be as good as it was in IMAX 3D.
I need IMAX.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
it was insane. It was like a ride. Like you're the whole time I'm moving in the seat trying to keep
now
up
that,
with what's
yeah,
happening.
That opening like 12, 15 minutes.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean like, and I haven't seen it, and that's my thought. Like I watched it on a Blu-ray, and our TVs are bigger and better than
this is a big TV, yeah.
Than they've ever been, yeah. You know, but still, it's not like an IMAX.
No, it's not the same.
Big theater experience, so.
Some movies are definitely like you need to see them in theaters, and then some translate to the Blu-ray experience at home, depending. But like Avatar, I am still a big Avatar fan. I saw that movie. I saw the standard version first, and then I saw IMAX 3D version after that, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
I only saw the IMAX 3D version, and I'm like, and, how else can you watch this movie?
And
like,
then I bought like the extended edition or whatever, like the fancy edition on Blu-ray, and it was the first movie that I bought or that I experienced with Blu-ray, because when it came out, like that's when I was like first got hired at SeaWorld, and I was working 2.5 jobs, and like, I was like, I'm rolling in the
money. You're loaded, yeah.
Let's get that Blu-ray.
So I was single, and so I went out. I literally went out and I bought a giant TV, and I bought a PlayStation 3, and I bought the surround sound system, and I bought Avatar.
That was a good
day. The first Blu-ray I had. And I set it all up, and I sat down, and I was like, oh man. And it translated to video extremely well. Or not video, to Blu-ray or whatever.
Then you met Sam, and she said, we got to get rid of this PlayStation.
We still got it. But it's like,
I'm just kidding.
But right now, I'm like, we need to upgrade. And she's like, maybe we need to pay off some credit cards. And I was like, okay.
Credit cards.
Debt will always be there.
Yeah, you'll always have
but
debt.
This, don't that you have
new TV? When will you have the newest TV?
Yeah. Haven't you heard of 4K? It's better. Why? I don't
it just
know.
Is. It's a bigger number, obviously.
Okay, that stands for 4,000. What does it mean? I don't know.
Well, how many K did we have before? Well, I don't know. There's four.
Is the 4K? Is that in relation to like 1080p?
Yeah.
So this, like instead of 1,080, it's 4,000.
Oh, I don't know the exact numerical
so 4,000
conversion, but it's the image
it's just
quality,
their way
like
of them sending
pixel
up.
Dimensions.
When I went to buy the new Ghostbusters movie, the 2016 Ghostbusters movie, when I went to Best Buy to buy it, it was sitting on like the new release thing. It was right there, and then right next to it was original Ghostbusters, like 2-pack on Blu-ray, and then right next to that was Ghostbusters 1 and Ghostbusters 2 in a black box, and it says 4K.
Oh, man.
And I was like, you are just trying to make more
every
money.
Last dollar.
Yeah, but I was like, it's weird, but like, okay, I remember watching VHS tapes, and that was
still have a VHS player.
But like watching a VHS,
you don't.
I do.
No,
I do. I watched Star Wars on it just the other day.
Yeah, he does. That's amazing. He does it all the time. But watching a VHS tape, you got the tracking and whatever, and you can definitely tell you're watching a VHS, and the quality is that it's the VHS.
Yep.
Then you watch a DVD and you're like, okay,
this is good.
This is better. I dig it. I'm on board with this. And then you watch a Blu-ray and you're like, holy crap, is great. And so maybe I haven't seen the whole 4K experience or whatever, but
I haven't sat down.
Like, Blu-rays are good for me. Like, it's not like watching a DVD. Because if I put a DVD in now, like, I'm like, ugh. Don't we have this on Blu-ray? And like, it's so.
What are
like,
we, peasants?
It's so.
Why are we watching
world?
This?
Yeah, total
this
first
gutter
world problem.
Format.
But it's like, oh man, because when you put it in the Blu-ray player on a Blu-ray, like a high def TV, like it's all fuzzy. It's not fuzzy, but it's like
it's not the same.
It's not the same.
I know exactly what you mean.
And so you're like, oh man, don't we have this on Blu-ray? Oh, we don't. Okay, great, whatever.
My first,
but then like Blu-ray. Like, how can it get better?
My first Blu-ray was the Lord of the Rings trilogy because that's I know. Yes, and then it's in the gold box, so it's all pretty too. And I have that.
My Andrea got that.
And I had the extended editions on DVD, and I'm like, well, I don't need these anymore. And right. I didn't actually physically throw them away.
Right,
pretty much. I might as well. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I gave them to a friend. I was like, these are gone, out of my house now.
Yep.
And I pop those in every now and then, and I'm still amazed at how good it looks.
And that's what I don't like. Maybe down the road, I'll be like, I was so dumb to not. Upgrade to 4K or whatever.
Look
it
at
is
this
at
Blu-ray
time.
Trash.
In the future, when we're watching 28K or whatever, like, right? I should have been on this as soon as possible.
I just don't. Because I remember when Blu-ray first came out, I went to my brother's house who had a Blu-ray player. He was like one of the first people I knew, and like it was on this like weird auto pan like setting where like it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Where everything's in focus at the same time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a video or a movie like that, BJ?
No, I don't think I know what
where
you mean.
It's like when the camera moves, it's like the weirdest. I can't even describe it.
So when it cut,
it almost looks like it's like when you go, like when you go to a bar and because I do that all the time apparently. Because I was at a bar with BJ last night. And I met my friend at the same bar tonight before I came here.
Perfect.
Which is neither here nor there. And the TV isn't calibrated properly.
Right.
So you'll watch, like, they'll be watching sports, and it looks fine, and then it goes to a commercial, and it looks like you're watching a Mexican soap opera.
Right.
Like, it's just too sharp.
Too much, yeah. And, it, like, the way that the camera moves from, like, point A to point
it
B,
jitters.
And you're just like, what is happening? It was the weirdest thing, but it was also crystal clear, so I was like, okay. Like, I was like,
maybe this is
this.
The right way.
Like,
I just
I'm
right.
uncomfortable.
Not used to it.
I haven't adjusted yet.
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm uncomfortable,
I'm not
but
ready
this
for
is
this.
Good,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And then, but then, I just don't see how it's gonna get necessarily better, and they like, oh, we've added yellow into the spectrum, or you know, whatever they add, like a new color to the TV.
All right,
and I'm like, okay, but I mean, my TV still looks good. I bought it, I mean, 6 years ago, but like, it still looks great.
You
like,
know,
what's so new about the new stuff that I need to buy another one?
Years ago, when HD TV was new,
oh yeah,
and it was kind of a big deal that they were broadcasting Monday Night Football in HD. Yeah. And it was a Green Bay Packers versus somebody, I don't remember. But at the bar, a sports bar I was working at, they had a company that came in and set up a HD projector and a screen. And I remember, like, it looks like you're in a suite. Like you're in a suite watching the game, and you could just go, you could just
That's
jump
awesome.
Right into the thing. And I'm curious, like, how that looks now.
Now, yeah.
Because you only have your perspective of what you're familiar with now.
Right.
And generally, whatever you're looking at now, you're looking at a grainy black and white picture. You're like, look, images on TV. How amazing.
So,
and then it's like, color? What the hell?
I recently went to visit my folks for my dad's birthday, my dad's 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
If you're
Happy birthday, Pops. Birthday.
And their TV is like the HD TV that was out, you know, in 1994.
Oh, like the big, thick, like
the big giant, fat thing, right? And it's in an armoire.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they couldn't even get one of these. Like, I'm pointing at a nice flat screen right now. They couldn't get one of those because it just wouldn't fit because it wasn't built for that.
Right.
And I was like, Dad, we got to get you guys a new TV. He's like, this TV's fine. He turns it on. I'm like, this looks awful. Like, this is the worst thing I've ever. And I remember watching that same TV when I was a kid, and it looked amazing.
Right. Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
But it's like the way that we're seated in this room, I am to the side of the television. If I was watching that TV, I would probably have like half a vision because like it gets cloudy or whatever.
Yeah.
And like the newer TVs, like you can sit wherever you want and see crystal clear anyway.
And they're curved.
Yeah. That's what I don't know about the curve either.
Why?
I don't need a curve.
Yeah. Isn't that curve? I think it's only like effective if you're sitting right in front.
Yeah,
right?
Right in front of it for that.
Which
to
is
matter.
That's really no good. I mean, because you know,
how many households are you sitting directly in front of your TV?
I guess that's when you're really like the man cave.
And you
have the perfect spot for your speakers.
But that's when
I've measured the distance from the couch
hey,
to
come
each
on,
speaker.
Come on over.
Yes, exactly.
We're gonna watch Star Wars. Come on over. Don't sit in the middle. That's my seat.
Yes.
why not? Don't sit there.
People on the side going, I can't even see. Can't. Like, the curved screen like keeps me from seeing half
the screen.
Is
that Han Solo or Chewie? I can't tell.
Yeah, whoever's on the right side of the screen. Who are they talking to on the left side?
I just don't, yeah, I just, I mean, maybe it's all worth it. But, and when like 3D, when 3D TV came out, I was like, ooh, that's cool. But at the same time, I was also like, ooh, that's a gimmick and that's not going to last very long.
That did, is that even home? There? Do they have that?
They still like, make anymore? Them.
They still make
yeah.
them.
I don't you never know hear about, you never yeah. hear about like broadcasts. Like
no, it's just for
3D.
It's just for like it's the movies that are movies, filmed yeah. in 3D and stuff.
Weren't they like? I thought they were like broadcasting some stuff, but maybe. Anyway. But you, still, it's not like a part of culture, like,
right? It didn't. Yeah. It didn't. Like,
it wasn't normal.
Still making the movies in 3D and 3D IMAX and stuff. Like I enjoy it. Samantha gets crazy motion sickness, so we don't get to go.
I'm
see
not
that.
A big fan. I prefer it's too much because you have to.
Oh, it's so good.
The glasses are kind of heavy on my face, and then yeah. and then if you're not looking like you know if you're not right in the captain's it. Chair, yeah. you know, right in front of it, then it's
the king's seat.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of my chair, meathead.
I've only seen, chair. I think maybe two or three movies, recent movies anyway. In 3D IMAX. And one of them was Avatar. And the last one that I remember going to see 3D IMAX was Winter Soldier. And that movie was the greatest thing in 3D.
Oh, no, like I saw Ant-Man in Falcon. IMAX 3D.
Oh, that's probably good, too.
Yeah, it was really good. Hmm. I remember that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I but saw
like
that was really effective?
Falcon flying down through, like, oh, man.
That was very effective in 3D was the one where... Damn it.
That's my favorite movie.
Skull. I love Damn It. More movies need to have Damn It in them, actually.
Not Argo. It's the Hugo.
Oh, Hugo. Yeah.
And they did stuff with depth of field that was really nice. So, like, watching that in 3D.
It was like they were paying attention, like, right. Oh, we're going to use this technology.
Yeah,
so
it was a very pleasant
actually
experience.
Shoot the movie that
well,
way.
And what,
and it was beautiful. I thought that movie was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
What makes me happy about when they do it the right way. So, like, when I saw Captain America, it was designed to be viewed as, you could either see it as 3D or you could see it as 2D and it wouldn't make a difference.
Right.
But when I was watching, like, Falcon fly underneath the helicarrier and, like, I was like, you're right there behind him and, like, there's all this crazy stuff going on. You're like, this is freaking sweet. This is what 3D was made for. And then I was watching, again, I hate to bring it back up, but the new Ghostbusters movie, I didn't see it in theaters, and I didn't see it on...
I haven't seen it yet.
It's good. You'll like
Is
it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. They're all funny.
Yeah.
It's well done.
It's very enjoyable.
And we've talked about it before.
Yes.
But anyway.
But watching it on Blu-ray, it has the, you know, because I still don't understand why I have a widescreen TV, and I'm watching a Blu-ray, and it still has bars. Blows
what?
My mind. But it happens a lot. But anyway... It was filmed in 3D, and so there are times when they like hit their blaster, their proton blaster, and it goes out of the black bar and extends to the TV.
Huh?
And so yeah. And
that's weird.
And so I was sitting there and I was like, did that? I like turned. I was like, did that just come out like to the edge of the TV? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, but it has the bars? And she's like, yeah. I was like, that must be for the 3D version.
Right.
But like they just didn't bother to like chop
Change
it off.
It or anything, yeah.
But it was so distracting.
Really
it's
weird.
It's so distracting every time it happened. It happened a lot during the movie. I was like, but it just and she's
So you're talking like it's letterboxed, so there's bars
yeah,
at the,
there's
at the top of the beginning.
Yeah, which is fairly normal still.
Right. Yeah, it is. It is.
Which I was saying, I don't understand why I have a widescreen TV if
and
you're looking at letterboxed.
Because it's not wide. Yeah, it's not wide
it's still
as wide.
Not wide enough.
It's not as wide as
a movie theater.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's letterboxed and things like when the like Slimer ghost would fly by, like it goes out of the letterboxes and goes to the edge of the TV.
But by it, like it doesn't expand the picture at all.
No,
he's
no, no.
like flying on the black.
Yeah. He just hits the black.
It's not like in like if you look at all the Christopher Nolan Batman movies,
right?
Like,
oh,
they switch.
Yeah, and it switches to IMAX,
and
version.
You don't really notice right. it until you're halfway through the scene. You're like, why does this feel so much more epic than it did 5 minutes ago? And like, oh my god, it's full screen now.
Right.
You're like, I rewind to try and find the exact point where it does that. And I've started to pay more attention now, like I watch Interstellar and like things like that when it does it, and it's amazing the effect that it has while you're watching the movie. Like
oh, yeah.
and you just don't register until you're already in.
Like, Dark Knight was the first one that I really noticed that.
That's when it first stood out for me, too.
Yeah, yeah. Where I'm sitting there, I was like watching the opening scene, and then after the opening scene, it like, you're like, wait a second.
Oh, wait.
Wait, but, huh? Yeah.
So you call yourself a Christopher Nolan fan?
Absolutely. Ever since I was forced, quote-unquote, forced to watch Memento in, like, an English 220 class in college, and I'm like, what is this?
I need to see that again, because I did see it.
That's good flick.
That's such a good
I did see
movie.
It, and I remember it's, like, it's really such interesting how you have to, everything is kind of moving in a weird direction, like going forward by going backwards. And
I own it, but I have not seen Interstellar yet.
Oh man, I liked it a lot. We were talking about it last time.
I bought it because I know that I'm gonna like it. Like I just know.
Did you like Christopher Nolan movies?
Well, not only yes,
it's one of those that I know people would criticize because. And not to borrow from Family Guy, but it insists upon itself. Like it tries to be very big and epic and serious. But I think it works. Like it totally lands for me.
I bought it because I know I'm gonna like it.
Yeah.
Oh, good. You should watch it because, and then I'd like to watch it. Yeah. I'd like to watch it again, and then we could talk about it because, we were talking about it last night, and there's like aspects to that movie that are like. They're very cool. That are very cool. And big and epic.
The only thing I've seen from that movie is like when people spoof or make memes out of Matthew McConaughey watching whatever he's watching. I don't even know what he's watching in the movie. Whenever he's watching and he starts crying.
I'm not going to tell you.
I'm sure it's some sort of a spoiler. But I've seen everyone use that clip where he's sitting in front of the TV of some kind and
then
he's
watching something ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of those movies where they know exactly where to hit you at just the right time. Like, okay, now I'm openly weeping in the theater
But that's what
I'm an easy audience.
Like Christopher Nolan movies, I'm glad we started talking about that because The Prestige, I think, is one of the most like underrated Nolan
movies. I love that
movie
so much.
Nobody even knows it necessarily.
Bowie in that movie.
Bowie's money in that movie.
So good as
everyone in that movie.
Everyone's great in that movie.
My girlfriend, she does not like Christian Bale.
I can understand that.
She doesn't like Christian Bale.
I can see that.
He's like one of those, like, he's a jerk and I hate him. And so she's also a very big Michael Keaton, Tim Burton fan. And so, like, Batman, when he played Batman, she was like, boo! And, like, hates
Wait
him.
A minute. She's a big Tim Burton, Michael Keaton fan?
She
oh,
is,
Michael
yeah.
Keaton.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm thinking Michael Caine.
No. So she loves...
Although, if he was Batman, that would be
story. I'm like, the Christopher Nolan Batman movies are so good. Like... Christian Bale, like, if you can get past Christian Bale, like, he's even really good. Like, if you just watch
he's good
the,
in
movies.
The
movies are so good. Yes. But she's, like, biased against them.
Is it because of the leaked audio of him being a jerk to the guy?
I don't think so.
Because that kind of, that really tainted
you
me.
You know, I get
good
that, though.
For you.
Like, you're on. I thought it was, one, it was hilarious, but you're on a set and you're doing the same thing over and over 24 times.
Right.
And this guy keeps getting in your way.
Right.
I might lose my cool too.
Right.
Like, I totally understand. Like, yeah, he totally went overboard.
And I don't know,
like,
I don't know the story, right? All I
you
know.
You don't have all the context.
Right. All I have is him, like, really going
are
off.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But anyway, I still haven't gotten her to sit down and watch The Prestige because it's Christian Bale.
Oh my God.
Sam, you got to watch this
Tell
movie.
Tell her it's Hugh Jackman.
I know.
Does she like Hugh Jackman?
Probably.
There you go.
Who doesn't like Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, who doesn't? But it's just, oh man. And like, because it's not really like M. Night Shyamalan, like twist ending. But I mean, it's like, it's definitely
it's complex.
You're like,
yeah.
whoa. And then you watch it again. And that's the beautiful part about the Nolan movies is that they're not these huge, like, what? Yeah. Bruce Willis, no way.
It's like
it's not that. It's like,
Yeah,
where Memento, you watch it and you're like, I gotta watch this again. Yeah, like, as soon as it's over. Yeah. And that's the same way you feel like with, I would say, 99% of his movies, where you're just like, I need to watch this again right now.
Yeah.
And like, when you watch it again, you're like, oh, but that's why he says he doesn't love her today. Oh, yeah. Like, oh. And then it all starts clicking.
He wrote that? Oh my God.
And so,
and then,
like,
you're mad at the movie for doing what it did, because there's no way they would do that.
And so that's why I know I'm going to like Interstellar, because I've heard it kind of does that too.
I got to watch it again.
But like, Inception is just another one where you're just like, wait a second. But,
I love that movie.
But what? And like the stupid... Yeah. My other brother went and saw that movie before I got to go see it. And he was like, I don't want to spoil anything. I will say one thing.
Spoil it.
Go ahead. No.
Spoil the entire thing.
He's like, I don't want to spoil anything. I will tell you one thing. And I was like, what's that? And he's like, you're going to want the movie to be 1 second longer. And I was like, what? And he's like, that's all I'm going to say.
That's a pretty good non-spoiler. That's a good non-spoiler.
And so I was like, what is he talking about?
Because you won't realize what he's talking about until it's already
very,
over.
Very, very
and it's great.
Right.
Oh, that ending is so
The top's going. You see it like a little wiggle. And then like black. You're like, wait.
That's great.
No, but wait.
God, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
So we're on that. So is it real? Is he home? Or is he still dreaming?
Good question. And I don't know.
I choose
to believe that he's real, that it's real, that he's there. Yeah.
So I have a slightly different answer. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Because he's with his kids, and that's what matters to him.
Right, yes, yeah.
So whether it's real or not,
and
he
even,
finally gets to
he
be
spends,
with his kids.
Does, he spends like 1,000 years in a dream or something like that.
Like some crazy amount of time.
With people. So it's like, hey, wherever you're at, if you're there with your kids.
If it was like Twilight Zone-y and he spun the top and like it like falls over or whatever it needed to do or didn't fall
or
over,
didn't,
it just stays spinning and spinning and spinning, and then he looks up and like they've disappeared into dust and it turns to black and all he's sitting there with a spinning top, that'd be different.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh my God, it's like he's stuck there forever with nobody.
Yeah.
Like, but
now I got to watch that movie again.
Yeah.
Props to Christopher Nolan.
Waiting for his train, man.
Makes me want to watch
all
those movies again.
What's another standalone?
Christopher Nolan movie?
Yeah. He's got Memento and he has The Prestige. Inception's the one that just came out. Or Interstellar.
The three Batmans.
Those don't count. I mean, they do, but they're different.
Trilogy, not his.
They're not like his thing. There's one that I'm missing, isn't there? Maybe not.
I feel like there is.
Those first two Batman, they were money.
Dude, Dark Knight is one of the best movies.
Dark Knight is so good.
So
the third one is,
there's a couple schools of thought, and some people are saying, oh, the Dark Knight's the best one, and I agree. And other people think, oh, Batman Begins is the best.
Batman Begins
Batman
is very
movie.
Good.
And it's a great movie, too. And I go back and I watch that again, and I go, you know what? This might be a better Batman story than the Dark Knight is. But The Dark Knight is a great villain story. Like
The Joker.
Yeah,
is,
Heath Ledger
is
so
good.
Yeah,
good in that.
He's just And I remember that. I remember the scuttlebutt, the talk about it. Like, oh, Heath Ledger.
I can't believe they cast this guy.
Right. Yeah. But everyone's like, he kills it. He kills it. Yeah. And did he die? Like
Insomnia is a Nolan movie.
Insomnia is a Nolan movie.
Is that with Robin Williams and Al Pacino?
So that one I've only seen like maybe once.
I saw it once in the theater.
Once.
Yeah,
I was remember really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Now I got to see it again.
That's the other big
one. I got to watch it again.
It goes Memento, Insomnia, Batman, Prestige, Dark Knight, Inception, Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and then there's a new one. Oh, it's a short.
Oh, Dunkirk.
No, it's a short. It came out in 2015 called Quay. And there's the new one upcoming is Dunkirk, which I don't know anything
about. You know anything about that?
It's like a war movie. I don't know the setting or I've only seen
war?
Snippets. I think it's World War II.
Huh.
I could be wrong. Do not quote me on that.
Won't quote you.
Who don't just made me. A war? Mel Gibson just has a World War II movie.
I want to see that.
He does?
It just came
the one about the guy
out.
Who can't pick up a weapon.
Oh.
It's like Private So and Such and Such.
Okay.
But he joins the army, and I believe it's World War II.
I think it is, yeah.
And he joins, but he has a certain moral code that he will not pick up a weapon.
Are we welcoming back Mel Gibson then?
I never.
You know.
I mean, okay. Here's
the thing. I mean.
I liked Braveheart a lot.
Here's the thing. I have the magical ability to disassociate somebody's personality with their movie making personality or whatever, because like Tom Cruise is a freaking weirdo psychopath.
He's a great movie star.
Scientology and is like ever since he like jumped on the couch on Oprah or whatever and he lost his mind. Like ever since that moment, I can unplug from that and I can be like whatever. He's a weirdo, but I will go see every freaking Tom Cruise movie.
I have a hard time naming a bad Tom Cruise movie.
Because he's great.
Like, I can't.
Now, the first Jack Reacher was, but it's still.
But it's great. Well,
was it bad, though? Where you're
it's
this is awful.
He's a movie star. Like, he carries a movie every
time.
Whatever
it is.
Yeah, it's really impressive.
Like, Oblivion wasn't that great. of a movie in
general.
I didn't
see it. That was like a sci-fi,
I thought he
right?
was perfectly good in it, and yeah. the setting was fine. Like, it, but I wasn't like, oh, this is a terrible movie. Was like,
right.
oh,
is that sci-fi good. With Morgan Freeman? Is
yeah.
It was, I never saw that
start
one.
Over.
It was another one of those.
Start over, die and start over.
No, that's
that one
that's
I saw.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, that, yeah. okay.
Which
that
is a great,
great
movie with
Edge. I enjoyed
Oblivion.
That one.
I was like, how yeah. did you not really like that? But yes, yeah. I do know
that
now Oblivion's different. Yes.
They came out like sort of close-ish together, so yeah, it's easy to do that.
Edge of Tomorrow was a fun movie. That was fun. Yeah. Because also it spoke to the video gaming culture.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, yeah, it's yeah. like your Respawn. Dude dies, you can start back over.
If you remember exactly what happened, you
yeah.
can get it right the
right,
next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you get your pattern down.
And then you think you remembered it, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And so
Respawn.
You die.
Yeah. But so the whole Mel Gibson thing, like, I think he's great. And I can unplug his whole racist,
anti-Semitic for sure.
Like, yeah. for like,
sure.
I can unplug yeah. that because
now did you see? Go ahead.
Somebody's off-camera personality is different than what they can create. If like,
so, hey, it's and, the same
and,
thing
and
with
like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird because like, sure, the guy's a jerk, and like. I don't want to support him necessarily, but if he makes a great movie, like I'm a fan of movies. Like, how
yeah.
can I
hey,
not
dude,
say it's
that's
a great
Woody Allen,
movie?
You know, like yeah. he's got some well, great movies.
Roman Polanski,
but yeah, Roman like, Polanski too.
Beautiful
for sure.
art, but
yeah, Chinatown's a masterpiece.
You're not
but like,
such a good person.
If you're a pedophile,
I still watch Chinatown once a year. Like,
it's
I have
great.
To watch that movie.
It's
a great,
great
movie.
Yeah. yeah,
so it's like hard to unplug it, but at the same time, like being a fan of movies and everything, it's like, well, if it's good. If it's good, like it's, I'm yeah. not forgiving them necessarily,
no.
but I'm separating it. I'm separating the two.
It's yeah. a tough call. It's right. a tough call. Like,
it
to like decide what your art is
directly supporting them. Like they already got paid. You know, they get paid regardless.
Yeah.
Whether you watch the movie or not. So if it's new and it looks good and it intrigues you, why not go check it out?
Yeah.
That's like, a tough call, though. I mean, that's like a good, like, ethical question. It's like,
yeah.
If you, like, for whatever reason, like, we've talked about The Offspring before, and I, for whatever reason, I hate the band. Like,
okay.
I just cannot, the sound of the band drives me up the wall.
Like, I can see that.
The singer just drives me up the wall. And some, and when I hear it, I feel like, and I could be wrong, that he has these borderline racist, sexist, or not sexist, but kind of right-wing
sure.
kind of mentality in the song, and people will swear, no, it's not the way it is at all. Like,
yeah.
But for whatever reason, that's what I'm hearing.
To me.
This
it.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Bah, 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 why don't you get a job? It, like, yeah. it just speaks to me, like, in a way that, yeah, and keep them separated. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wait, keep what separated?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it just doesn't, yeah, so for whatever reason, it rubs me the wrong way. But
think,
if it rubbed me the right way, and I found out that in a really good way,
yeah.
like some of these Woody Allen movies do, and some
sure,
of these,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and like Braveheart does, that are you supposed to not take in this art anymore yeah. because of it?
Well, it's like, I need to bring it up. I mean, we're kind of talking about it. But
bring
like,
it up.
But like The
bring
Cosby Show, when I was growing
exactly.
up,
exactly.
Yeah. The Cosby Show
point.
Was yeah. like, it was. It was, you know, not the Bible, but it was like, this
it's
is an example
of
a
family.
Good family.
Yeah.
And
dude.
This is like good. Yeah. This is a good person. This is a doctor and a lawyer as parents. And they have good they raise their children well. Everyone's great. And then Bill Cosby's like the worst human
yeah,
being.
Yeah, and before,
ever.
Dude, before that, for like a long time, for like a decade before that.
Right.
Like Saturday morning, it was like Fat Albert was like, not just a cartoon. It
right.
had a
lesson
every time.
Yeah.
Every single
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
There was a lesson in there.
Right.
And he would like narrate it in like live action.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and talk about the storyline and say what, you know, what the issues were.
Here's what you need to learn from this.
Yeah. Right, children, and then they'd write a song. You don't go playing hooky. You know, so you
sing
learn,
it.
You
I
learn your
that.
Lesson.
Right. And so it's like, well, does all that.
Is
go
that negated?
You have to yeah.
It,
what's your role as a yeah. consumer of art? What is your role as a conscious consumer of art who cares about these things?
Right.
About, you know, rape and things.
Like, if I had kids and, you know, Netflix is the glorious age of gloriousness. But if, like, they're, like, wanting to watch an actual TV show,
yeah.
it's like I grew up watching, like, Full House, Family Matters, and Cosby Show. Like, those are, like, the three big, like,
yeah.
family shows, which those shows don't necessarily exist
anymore. Yeah.
And so it's like, oh yeah, we should watch like Cosby Show. They had a lot of good lessons and moral values and da da da. So did Full House and Family
yeah.
Matters. Like, those are the three like big ones.
Yeah.
But it's like, Like, if you don't know, like, if you don't know.
But I mean, there's no other, too. There's no reason to not watch the, that's true.
Yeah. Seventh Heaven.
That's true.
Yeah.
But Full House, there's no reason not to watch it, right?
No, Full House is still cool.
And what was the other one you mentioned?
I mean, you know.
Family Matters.
There's no reason not
to watch it. Bob Saget's Bob Saget, but we all know that.
Right.
Like, he's just funny that
way. He's not, that's just his
He's not hurting anybody.
He's not the Seventh Heaven dad.
No.
That whole story just sounded sad. I mean,
that blew me away.
Because he just kind of like mea culpa'd it the whole thing, and like I need help. I'm sorry. This is like who
this is who I am.
Yeah,
And
he didn't like fight it like Cosby.
Right. But that's like
still is.
It's like a weird moral line, and I
don't know.
I guess it hasn't like come up, but like all sorts of people. Like I told you about like Jeffrey Jones. And you were like, what?
What did you tell me about him again?
He
was a real jerk?
He got busted with kiddie porn, too.
Kiddie porn.
Right. But, like, he's great. Like, he's so good in, like, everything he's in. Beetlejuice and Ferris
Bueller.
And, like, this guy's great. But, like, am I allowed to say that he's great? Like, it's so weird.
No, and that's like a, I think that's like an ethics class.
I agree with Jared's original assessments. Like, you got to... You don't have to separate the person from the art, but if you're able to do that, then go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, if you are affected enough personally for whatever reason, to what they've done, then you
that
would
like
probably
you can't watch it.
Yeah, that you're like, no, I can't.
I think
can't
that's
just,
okay too.
Absolutely, that you're like, no, you know what, I can't watch Cosby Show anymore because I know you know what he's done.
Right,
you know. Same way with Braveheart and all that.
Yeah, right.
But I think probably for the most part, Mel Gibson is a drunk who has some issues with
wrong thing
anti-Semitism.
At the wrong
time. Right.
You know, but it's funny. I've never really liked him. Like, I've just never really been a big fan of his. But I enjoy several of his movies that he's directed.
Lethal Weapon, man.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I don't know. It didn't speak to me. Right. I did enjoy it, but yeah.
Maverick is like one of my favorites from him.
Yes, Maverick
like
is
Jodie
so
Foster.
Good.
Yeah, it's so fun and so good. And so it's like, like, I don't know. It's not that I'm writing off that he's a jerk, but it's like.
But Woody Allen is a great example because so long he was kind of the pinnacle of art film excellence, you know, and so. And everyone were like, "Oh, Woody Allen film, a Woody Allen film."
Right.
You know, it carried such
he's
weight.
He's no tour.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, you know, he married his daughter. You know, you're like, oi, that's when you put it like that. I guess maybe I shouldn't watch it.
Hey, but I mean that like
I'm gonna
that
adopt
whole
the young girl and then marry her.
But like, but like that whole like that. Why'd you turn into Jerry Lewis?
I don't know.
But like, it's Jerry Lewis is kind of funny because I was going to mention Jerry Lee Lewis. It's like that whole like stardom like thing. Like people just are like, well, maybe they're just eccentric. Because like, didn't he marry his like 12-year-old cousin?
Yeah.
Like Jerry
was
Lewis.
Was it that young?
I mean, she
I
might not have been
12,
that young.
15, but still at young. a young.
Like he married his young,
too young
cousin.
Too young.
And weren't they cousins?
I think
Jerry
so.
Jerry Lee Lewis?
Like, yeah, young. Yeah. Like I thought it was like 15-year-old cousin.
But yeah, it's like, but Great Balls of Fire is so good.
Yeah, he doesn't make
and
that
he is
song.
A beast. He was a beast on the keyboard on the piano. Yeah. Like, so, he beat that piano.
It's
to
weird.
Death.
It's this weird. Like we do need like an ethics professor to be like, am I allowed to like this stuff?
Right.
Like
yeah.
Because I
and it's
do,
probably you know what
like,
and it's probably
like it.
Most of the fantastic art that we consider amazing art in our culture. There's probably you know I've always been a big Dali fan, like Salvador Dali.
Sure.
Not always, but for a long time.
Yeah.
And I bet you there's probably, I mean, this clearly, he had a lot of twisted stuff.
I mean, think of all the things. There's so many people that are making so many things that we're consuming every day. Like, we don't know these people.
Right? Yeah.
You know, we have no idea. They could be into anything.
They could be into chastising a stagehand.
Good for you.
That was really good.
Jared's got his,
that was dead on.
He's got it down. He's got that impression down.
That's the only thing I can say is good for
good
you.
For you.
That's it.
Good for you.
That's
every good impression starts with a good trigger phrase.
Exactly.
That's
how you need
starts.
Something like
that. That was when he was on set for Terminator? right?
Yeah.
And that was not even a good Terminator.
That movie bombed.
It was not good for him.
It was not even a good Terminator. Like, if the movie had like been a huge success, I think it would have got swept under the rug. But that movie was not
very
good. Did
it do poorly financially?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't a hit. Like, it wasn't a big hit, at least.
I mean, who talks about that movie? Got weird. Like, they got weird.
I don't even remember. I don't know if I saw that movie. Like, I saw the first
It was
two.
One of those where...
I love the first two.
A symptom of modern movies and the internet where they give so much away with trailer number two and trailer number three and trailer number seven.
Like, I hate that. Why see the movie? I've seen the whole story.
So what I've started doing, I did this, I started this last year with Star Wars, with The Force Awakens. It's like, all right, I will watch the first trailer and that's it.
And you'll get excited.
I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch anything else. Yeah. I will immediately. So for Rogue One, I've watched nothing beyond the first.
Now,
teaser
you're
trailer.
Talking like the real, like 2 minute long.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
like the little, like, we're seeing flashing lights and like people maybe doing something. No, like the first real trailer.
First
I'll watch that.
Trailer.
And then nothing after that.
But yeah, because isn't the standard trailer now like 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
Which
and
is
some
way
of them are
too
longer,
much.
Too.
Yeah, way too much. Yeah.
That's funny because when we were, when Westworld, you're watching Westworld?
No,
you
haven't watched it yet.
Yeah,
and are
me
you?
Neither.
You're not watching.
I need it. I've heard
are
that.
Are you going to watch it?
Of course, I am. Yeah. I'm probably gonna wait until the first season's over, and then I'll watch all of it, and then I'll be pissed that I didn't wait till the very end to watch all of it at once.
I'm gonna have to watch it.
So
just
you can
on
watch
the principle
all?
That
because yeah. you're gonna watch 8 episodes and then like,
oh god, now
when
I
can
wait.
I watch the next one?
Right.
I can't believe it got made, so I feel like I have to watch it. I'm like, wait, Westworld, like. Old sci-fi novel.
Well, that was funny because I read.
Wasn't it a book?
It was a movie for sure.
I know it was.
It's probably a book. I mean, Michael Crichton's an author, so he probably wrote it as a book first.
I don't remember it,
but he directed it too as the movie.
Because I have a huge Crichton collection, and I don't have this in the bookcase.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was.
I know he wrote and directed
the
movie.
In the Berenstain Bears timeline, it was a book.
Right.
I'm just remembering.
Not the Berenstain.
I'm remembering
Bears. Bear stain.
That bothered me way too much for way too long.
No,
that whole thing.
I called my mom. I'm like, do you have any of the books from when I was
God,
a kid?
Kudos to whoever came up with that. I mean,
right?
Because clearly,
it blows my mind.
It couldn't have been anything, but or maybe it was just something slight that somebody like played up. But the what they made that into was so great.
It's
like
an alternate universe.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're overlapping.
Like,
yeah,
people actually like there are like. Legitimate scientists that like go with it and there's articles and theories and
quantum physics and all that stuff and
it's amazing.
All about the stupid Berenstain.
I love it.
But that's because it's Berenstain.
For the record, internet, it is Berenstain. I don't care what you show me.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say.
It's not an A.
Stain?
It's
get
Berenstain
out of here.
Bears.
That's funny.
That's how it always will be in my head. Which I don't know who came up with that. But like I'm sure it happened the same way for everybody. It was like, did you have like a book series when you were a kid? It was about a bear family. What were they called? Like, that's how it got presented to me.
Berenstain Bears.
And I was like, Berenstain Bears?
That's what I said.
Like,
yeah,
right.
I said the same thing.
Everybody
and they go, actually, no.
Yeah, no, it's Berenstain.
And they show me this whole thing
like,
with pictures.
I was like, no, that's not right.
That's Photoshopped.
It blew my mind.
Totally.
You know, that
it's probably the author just like sitting in their room like...
Well, not only that,
it's going to be so funny.
My
so
long
much
con
attention.
Is coming to fruition.
Or not only that, it was just like a PR plug. You know, it's like a PR ploy. You know, there's like, we're going to start
we
a conversation.
And bought books.
But you can't.
And I bet you they sold a ton.
Probably did.
Like, after that whole thing.
You can't find an image with the... You can't. It doesn't exist. Like, that's what blows my mind about it.
Now, because they're all say A-I-N now?
Yes.
They do.
Every picture you can find.
I swear.
It was E-I-N. Yeah.
I swear it was.
Every picture. You can Google. You can sit there and go through every picture on Google. Yeah. And it's A. It's an
it
A.
Is.
Every
like,
single
is.
Picture.
And you never know. Maybe it was always Berenstain.
I'm sure it was.
It probably was.
I'm sure it was.
I just don't remember it that
no
way.
One does. No
That's
one
so
does.
Great. That's so great. And
but
yeah.
If we're in an alternate universe, like, how can we all remember the other universe? Like, why is there a glitch in the Matrix that bad?
Ask Barry Barry broke the timeline again. Ask the Flash. He does it every week.
You watch that show?
That's a show.
I do, yeah. I like that show. Of the CW superhero shows,
it's better than
I think it's by far the best one.
My nephew loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, what would you classify other than Arrow? Would you put, like, Smallville.
Smallville's in a special category.
I thought that was a good show. I never watched it.
It was the early aughts. It was a different time.
People loved Smallville.
Everything was villain of the week for a while. Once they got into in that weird sort of nebula between like villain of the week and like the overarching this guy's going to be Superman one day storyline, like when they were in that weird in between space, the show was really good. Like when they were focusing on the other characters, like they're focusing on Lex Luthor and like how he becomes Lex Luthor, like, oh, that's kind of cool. But when it got into like when they're trying to reconcile the fact that, all right, this guy is supposed to be
Superman,
even though we've been avoiding it for four seasons, right. Like we have to get there at some point. So they stretch it out to 10, season 10, before he finally, like, you know, puts on a suit and has a cape.
Really?
And all
so that happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually happens in the very last episode, I think. Yeah.
So you know what we were talking about last night at the bar? What
was that?
And I'm curious if you've watched any more.
Supernatural. Yeah. No.
Because I stopped at the end of season 5.
Samantha still watches to this day. And so every once in a while I'll catch one of the newer ones because she's watching it. Yeah. But, I mean, I really liked it.
I did enjoy it.
I think it's great, and I think my perception is skewed because I stopped when I did, when it was originally supposed to be over.
Right. The only problem that we had, or that I'm not going to speak for both of us, but I'm pretty sure it's the same problem, is that we told ourselves that we're going to not binge watch it. We are going to watch season 1, and then we're going to talk about it episode by episode.
Yeah.
And we're doing two at a time. And it got to the point where it was like...
It was one at a time at first.
It's tedious.
It was like, I have to watch two episodes? Ugh.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I shouldn't be saying that. I shouldn't be like, oh man, I have to watch two episodes. Like, if it's a show, like, I really liked it. Mm. And there was a time where I'd want to watch the next one.
Like, this should be easy.
But I couldn't watch the next one because I had to wait because I knew I had to talk about it coming up. And so the fact that it was weird and it was homework and I was forcing myself and stopping myself from watching it.
It took a lot of the joy out of like the what we like to do, which is watch TV organically and then like talk about it.
Right.
So speaking of which, I
did enjoy it immensely.
Is there anything you're watching?
No.
you're kind of watching like, that's the problem. We talked about like the Designated Survivor.
Right.
And it's kind of like I'm like one or two episodes behind.
Yep.
It's lost me a little bit because I was way into it the first. Have you watched that? Or
I watched all, so I was in the throng of Comic-Con, so I was inundated with all the new shows and all that, and I saw like all the previews for that, and I was like, that looks really interesting.
It is interesting.
Like, I love Kiefer Sutherland. Like,
yep.
How could you not? But I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's very good. It starts off really strong.
Yeah.
And then where I'm at, it's just like I don't know how to, it's like, how come nobody respects this guy? That's where I'm kind of at. Like, how come nobody's on board with the guy? Like, it's just weird. Like, nobody really... He's the president.
Like, if they're not going to be on board with him, why even have this position?
Right. So it's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, people are like trying to like swing the power their way, and like they're trying to do this and like undermine him like this. And it's like, I get that the government's, I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but like the government's destroyed and they're trying to rebuild everything.
Right.
And so it's like, but I don't know. It's just like the Walking Dead theory with me where it's like, how come nobody's good? Like, how come nobody...
Everyone is awful.
Like, everyone's the worst. And it's like, how come nobody can be good? Like,
that's
how
a
come
show
nobody
that,
can be good?
That lost me and it got me back and then it totally lost me again.
Yeah.
And
so when did it lose you the first time?
The first time it lost me was season 2.
Me too, and I never got back on.
Yeah.
So, so I watched the first season. Thought it was great.
First season's amazing.
And that's it, and there's a, like, I don't know if it's the climax of season 1, but when he's under the tank, I think, or something, and the...
That's like the first episode.
It's the very first episode. Yeah. Well,
the climax of season 1
is when they... It felt like a
climax
of a season.
The climax of season 1 is when they get to the CDC and like they realize like there's no coming back from
this. There's no help.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I enjoyed the first season.
Once they get to the farm, and it's the pacing of the season. When they get there and everything has to slow down, it just slows to an utter crawl
to a mind-numbing pace.
And then you're spending more time with each character, and I find out that I
hate
them.
You hate
that was the thing too.
I don't like any of these people.
I hated the wife so much.
Oh my god, so much.
And like, Shane. Shane,
but I hated her more.
Yeah,
like just the something about the actress. It reminded me of Julia on Lost. Juliet.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Juliet.
Okay. Just something about the actress.
Don't like her face or something. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it is. But yeah. It's like a...
Do we have to stop?
Is that, so that's the 50.
That's the wrap it up.
That's the start to get to the end.
We got
to
wrap it up.
Get to the end.
Well, we didn't really have anything necessarily that we were
trying to focus on.
About. So in theory, we could just be like, well, thanks for listening. Check out.
But I'm watching Westworld, so you should watch. When you get a chance, I think you'll love it.
I know I will. I like the movie. I love Michael Crichton.
You saw that movie?
Yes.
I never saw
that movie. I didn't even know it was a movie.
It's a good flick.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's the problem. Like, I don't watch anything. And here's why. At the beginning when we started this podcast, I was single, which that's a different story.
Were you for sure?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. I thought you'd been with Sam longer than that.
But. Nope. Yeah, but not living together.
It's been almost a living
together thing.
A year and a half now.
Right.
For the podcast.
Yeah, but
and about the same for Sam.
We're almost at 2 years, but it's the living together thing, which okay. really
is, that's a different game.
That's which what, changes that's what your changes. TV.
Yeah, it's a different game. Right.
Yes. And also,
and I know this.
Oh, I know that, this.
But
you know this. Man.
I didn't have cable until I moved in.
Okay,
and then we live in a house, and it's got like her mom and sister, and everyone's under the same cable box, and so the DVR is a big like. Are you guys caught up on this? Because we need to erase it so we can make more room for the DVR.
Right.
Like that's what runs the TV in where I am now. When we first started this, I was like at home by myself and I didn't have cable. So it was like, I need to pick something to watch and that's what I'm going to watch. And so it was like, I was big into like Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy and like all these like big shows that was like, ooh, I can stream this now. And I can watch
10 of them tonight.
Right, and I binged on everything, no matter what it was, or like Game of Thrones, or whatever it was, I could just binge all of it. And now it's like, hey, I really want to watch Westworld. But it's like, if we want to watch Westworld, then we have to make time for that. And in order to make time for that, we have to make sure that the DVR is getting cleared, so we do have to watch this,
now,
and we do have to watch that. Otherwise, the DVR will fill up, and then people will lose their minds because there's only 17% left.
But you have like, HBO Go or HBO Now, right?
Correct.
Can you not watch that on a tablet or something? Or?
I can do that, but then Samantha doesn't get to watch.
Oh, the two of you together.
And
that's why it took me so long to finish Luke Cage.
I haven't even started it yet.
Oh, you finished it.
But that's
I watched an episode tonight. I'm on episode three.
That's going to be my when I have a day off and she's at work, I can be like, okay, Luke Cage time.
Like, I got in trouble for finishing an episode when she fell asleep. Like, it was almost a legitimate fight.
Right.
Like, I didn't.
And that's how TV viewing changes when you live with somebody.
And so it's kind of.
When you're both into it.
Right. And so. I know that I'm going to like Westworld, and I know that she's going to like Westworld, and I could just watch it, because if I start something that's just mine, then, like, I can watch that whenever.
Sure.
But if I, what's a good example? Like, Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I told her, because we saw all the trailers for it and all the previews, and I was like, I need to talk about this on my podcast. And so I was like, you're going to go to work, and I'm going to watch all of it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I have to watch this.
Has she watched it yet? Or?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She watched all of it. Right. But I was like, I told her, I was like, I know that we planned on watching this, but I am going to watch it.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. And then I watched all of it. And then she'd come home and I was like, oh my God, like, you need to watch it.
Can we watch it right now? We can watch the episode that I just watched.
Yeah. And so, like, we started.
And you're watching it, but, like, half that you're just watching it. And you're watching her reaction. Like, wait till this happens.
And so we started it again. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. Watching it again. And we watched, like, the first four or five episodes, maybe. And then. I had to go to work the next day, and she had the day off, and she texted me. She's like, can I finish this? And I was like, yeah.
Knock yourself out.
I watched all of it already. Yeah. Like, but it's just, it's weird where it's like, I know we planned on this.
Yeah.
And I know that we're both going to love it. But I have to. Like, it's in my...
And
it's
part
like,
of it
part
is that
of my show is that
you
I need
want to...
to
watch it
right.
with
yeah.
them,
right.
too. Yeah. Like, you want to share that experience. But
well, with anybody. Like, then that's the whole point of this whole podcast is, like, you can watch anything. Like, this episode that we're right now, we didn't talk about anything in specific, but it's like, we could talk about TV and movies forever.
Ever. All night long.
Mm-hmm.
And you just bounce from one thing to one thing to one thing, but if you're like, talking about, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're talking about, like, Stranger Things, it's like, okay... we need to watch this and we need to talk about it. Because that's why it's made. That's why it's fun.
Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Because you watch it and you're like, oh my God, like, wasn't it crazy when this happened? And you're like, well, I didn't think that was crazy, but I thought this was crazy. Like, and then
why is
a
small
different...
town cop so good at being a cop? Yeah. What? I was like, oh, that's one of those 80s tropes that they're playing on. Uh-huh. Like,
it's so good. Oh, but like, that's the whole point of it. Is you could just sit there and watch it. But that's why it's a problem because I can only wait around for so long before I'm like, I have insomnia. It's you're going to bed right now, and I have this contraption that I can plug my phone. Like, I have this thing that like clamps onto the headboard that holds my phone. Wow.
Really? That's money.
Yeah, it like holds my, that's and legit. I can plug my headphones in, yeah. So I don't have to touch anything. And it's like this TV that floats right above my
face. That's money.
And so I
need that.
What an age.
The age we live in is crazy.
It's so
and
great.
So I, at some point, it's just going to be like, I know that we want to watch this, but
sorry,
I need to watch some Westworld.
I gotta get one of those.
Oh, it's cool. It's like this big. It's like made out of thick, like metal. That
I saw an ad for like a charger that is also used as a. So it's like, you know, like a microphone stand, and you bend it and it'll stay.
Yeah, yeah.
And but it'll hold your phone.
Yeah, it's
in
got
your
this
car.
It's got this clamp on it, and it clamps to the headboard, and then it's like this really thick. Like metal that you have to like really bend, and then the other end there's another little clamp that fits any phone, and like I position it wherever I need it.
That's fantastic.
Except we got rid of our headboard.
Well,
Andrea doesn't like anything over her head, so
that sucks to be you.
It does suck to be me. luckily we've come to a little agreement at least about like because our mattress was like way away from the bed because we had to have a plug in, and
that's weird.
And so, but I'm like, baby, can we just get the thing back, because we had it in the other bedroom and we changed bedrooms, and now we have a different bed, and she's like, I just don't want anything over my head, and I'm kind of like, I like having access to stuff, like
my
little
headboard,
shelves
like
and
I have
stuff
shelves and like I, it's all
reach
sorts,
up and grab your phone or grab a book
and I gotta reach all in the
we
funky angle to try to
table
and
little lights everywhere
drop it and all that stuff.
But so yeah, I just have to make time to watch stuff now. It's
so
difficult.
Rich Dublais is amazing photographer.
Sometimes.
So
you're not. No, this is where now where you promote.
Not today.
Yourself.
Yeah. What do you have? What do you have?
This is where a place I plug where myself. Can,
yeah. Plug away.
Oh God, I hate talking about myself. It's Rich Shoots.
We talked about this though.
RichShoots.com, as in he shoots like not a gun but a camera.
RichShoots.
He's got it.
.com. RichShoots.com.
Book me for whatever. Not whatever. No. Book me for certain tasteful shoots, and I will gladly come. And
you don't want to do it when you
richshoots.com. People can check out some of your work.
A lot of my work is up there. Portraits, like the art house stuff, landscapes. Mm. If you need something pretty for your office or your wall, go check it out.
That's fantastic.
Richshoots.com. Cool. Are you active on Twitter or anything?
Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff.
All at richshoots?
It's those are Rich Sublet Photography.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right on.
For all those.
Excellent.
I think it's safe to say you will return.
Yeah.
I would like to return.
Yeah, you will return. Yeah. You might be
this is good.
You might
this
be a five timer in the near future.
Well, I would love to be a Steve Martin for this show if possible. Right. Or an Alec Baldwin if possible.
Oh God, he's gonna be a regular now, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Anyway. Not for a great way, but for whatever. But thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
That was great. Great stuff.
Sure.
Good conversation. If you out there are listening and you want to be involved in the conversation or you want to be a guest on the show, hit us up at lifesabinge@gmail.com.
You check that.
Or it goes straight to my phone.
Oh, sweet.
And plug I know. Okay,
send him a message
hold
right
on.
Now.
Tony and Travis, you guys both sent Little Shop of Horror emails.
What do we owe them?
I have to get them a copy of Little Shop because they're assholes.
Oh, you know what?
And
we'll
they
give
did
them?
It just to spite me because I said nobody
Come
ever
on,
sends an email.
We'll give them a little video of my college. My college production.
So I'll send that off.
Oh, yes. I want to see that too.
Me singing.
But I watched it. I found it on YouTube and I watched it. Yeah. It's very good.
Nice.
So if you guys have anything to say or let us know, hit us up on email. Or just go to Facebook. I mean, really, that's where everyone does everything now. So find us at Life's a Binge on Facebook. But anywho, that was this week's episode. It was a solid one, in my opinion.
Agreed.
I hope you all enjoyed that. And we'll see you guys next week. But this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Podomatic, and Stitcher. Follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. And be sure and check out lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.
Sorry, you're about to go on. I'm rich.
I'm here.
Might as well. I cut you off. I'm like, oh, sorry,
it's
man.
It's fine.
I'm going to put a bonus part here because I can, because I have all the power. Thanks for listening all the way to the very end, because we mentioned it when we were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm going to play you the David Hasselhoff version of Hooked on a Feeling. It's not as good as when you watch the actual video on YouTube, but meh, you get the point. Anyway, check out the video. Go to YouTube, type in David Hasselhoff, Hooked on a Feeling. You will not be disappointed. But for now, enjoy the audio. Bye.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. Yeah, you turn me on.